the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
If y'all had a title of your movie or your play-by-play with how these divine messages and divine ordained path by God has been going, what was your title?
Sun Codes?
Sun Codes.
I don't know. That's just what I've been tapping in with lately. Like, it's like, yo, honoring the sun to the point that, like, understand that every time you connect with it, you're getting activated and code. You're receiving codes. You're receiving light. You're receiving information. You're ascending every single time you connect with Ra. And I feel like just connecting with more light, connecting with more information. So me being here with you right now is like helping me align with so many different things, bro. Because niggas forget. I remember. What's like, I mean, it's a reminder every single day of what's truly important, you know? That's just creating, being present, and, you know, being authentically you. Just strive to do every single day, man. For the next generation. Because they're the ones that's going to flip this shit up upside down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Sun Codes.
Sun Codes.
Okay. Okay. All right, so season one, the Indigo Supreme. Sun Codes.
That sounds crazy. I'm replacing crazy with truth.
So what is the name of your
season? I would have to say Divine Alignment. I feel like, you know, the year of the nine, we reaping all that we've sown, and I feel like I put in a lot of work as far as like introspection, self-reflection, and self-exploration, and now it is turning into a stronger self-awareness to where I can operate in like my confidence and my purpose more. So it's just like it's confirming that everything was divinely aligned and is divinely aligned.
Ashe.
Ashe. Real life.
Everything is divinely aligned. Oh, okay. So season one, Maya Kiana, divine alignment. And it's interesting, I'm keep feeling called to say season one because I'm thinking about how we like listen to the message of like start at the ground zero and like reflecting on where we want to start from and seeing like where we have started from, like reminding ourselves of where we started from and then coming into like this full circle situation, like where we're going, like who we are and the things that we're aware of within ourselves now. It's just like it really does add to like the more light to be able to see the codes of the world and the divine alignment to pursue our truth, like, and trust in that. Like, that's just...
Believing, trusting, having faith, knowing, like, really knowing that you're in the right place at the right time. Every single time.
Dang, this is really a grand rising for real. This is really a grand rising. Or as you would say, a rich rising.
A rich rising. Rich Rising.
Lovely. Rich
Rising. Yeah. Supreme
Rising. Yeah, you a Supreme Rising. You a Rich Rising. I'll be a Grand Rising. Come on.
Rich Grand, and try to spruce it up.
I say.
But look, every day I'll open my eyes, you say Rich Rising.
Rich.
Every time.
I've been feeling rich lately.
Okay. I mean, you know I'm catching you every rising now.
Right.
So that was a roll. Sun Cold, the Divine Alignment, the Trust. I'm really grateful to like really be here with y'all, like for real, and like honor this time. Like this time really like it's so expansive, and for all of this to even happen, it's like yo. This literally is Divine Alignment, because it's like
it's
what?
So divine, like,
so divine.
This man, I can barely reach.
Stop.
It's like I can, that's why I reach out. You know,
you be tapping in with me, you know, on some telekinesis shit, bro. Trust me, bro. I be tapping in with you, bro. We be tapping in, bro. All the time, bro.
Man.
And it's so interesting you say that.
11-11.
Because literally, like, bro, every time you think about me, I think about you, and we tap in, bro.
Yeah.
We be exchanging information, bro.
Yeah.
We do. And then when we speak, you're like, yep, Samana. Yep.
That's what we got to say, yep. God for me. Like, I feel you going over here. And then sometimes we can really give each other, like, the expansion of it, too. Like, that's always great. But I see that the expansion, like the full expansion, only happen when I get in your fucking face. That's why I be trying to really pull up on you like I live here. Like I would, like I'm like I don't know. My soul can't be thinking like I don't know, it comes to a point in time where my soul can't really affirm the belief because I believe in myself to do it. So it's like it's gonna seem like I'm here low key because the energy of how we're connected, it don't matter how far we are. But I be feeling that energy so strong, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna find you. Like, I'm like, where you at? What we gotta do to like actually connect? Because I know we not really a phone type of person, but we use the tool and don't let the tool use us.
I should,
but I know damn well, I'm like, I can't just be talking to this divine being on the phone. It's just taking away the full
It's crazy though, because I feel like I still need to continue to, you know, reach out with my reflections, bro. Especially the ones that are doing the work and, you know, sharing this light with the world. I feel like we activate each other, bro. Every time we talk, bro, like it's like information that like that's there and that's waiting to be acknowledged sometimes, you know. We're always like, you know.
How like previously it's been talked about in the form of like downloading those negative experiences as far as like fear and anxiety, but now we'll be able to reflect on these positive spirit experiences by living in them now, and like you said, connecting and making those experience, and then we'll unlock the sun codes to you know, the past experience, bringing the future, past and present all into the now, like we was talking about.
That's why we're in the 4D. That's why we're in the 4D. Because the only ability to have the capabilities of doing that is like literally bridging that, like bridging that connection. Like that's just
That's so real. Realistic.
Isn't that crazy? Like how time is a creative concept that when put in place, like it twists everything. Like it makes everything so different. And it's like, who created time? What was your intention when you did it? Cause was it good? Like maybe it was to you know, maybe you wanted to understand something better, so you were creating something to help you experience it better. But it just does, everything has an equal and opposite effect. So
cause and effect to it. Source definitely wanted to experience itself in a different light. It's super interesting. It's so interesting. I think about it all the time. No, you're good. I'm just like, I go into this rabbit hole of me, like, I wanted to experience this reality, but part of me had to and needed to, because whatever it was going on in my spirit, it needed to be in alignment again. Something was missing. And I'm fixing it. It's like, but we in the 3D, bro. We were in the 3D. We forgot everything and had to remember everything. Like, forgot everything. And we're still remembering everything.
Right.
Every second of the way. And so much to acknowledge. Like, that's really what it is. I feel like it's just acknowledgement, bro.
Acknowledgement.
Giving light energy to certain things that needs to be acknowledged.
That's
confirmation. It's waiting on us. Whenever we had the capacity, right?
Yeah. And that's why you had that relationship. That's why we got these nurturing, intentional, like, connections. Because it's like they're bringing up the awareness of things that we need to acknowledge, and was actually making the time to do it. Like, and then being present enough to do it. Like, hyper-present. Like, in there. Like, you're like, we really, like, in our own portal. And it's like, that alone, like, makes so many things become acknowledged. Like, so many spirit guides up in this room right now. And the ancestors is talking, like.
Talking, playing.
Playing.
Hitting. Oh, my gosh. I wasn't making it out.
But we did.
Yo. Hey, yo.
We made it in and out. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm crying right now.
No, for real.
It's already hidden.
No, for real.
Try to take me.
Oh God. And I've been, that's why I've been letting go, let God.
Yo,
y'all
gotta be dying right now.
That's
true.
Oh, we gotta get you living now. Let's get you living. Let's get everyone else living. All right. Let me let everybody know. Let me introduce them real quick.
Yeah.
Peace, peace, peace. Welcome. You are now tuned in to the Sheen Anthony Show. We are here live with. How would you like to be introduced? Is it
Indigo Ra Supreme.
We also here, y'all know, y'all already familiar with the Divine, not only a psychologist, not only the owner of Live Love Boutique, not only the co-creatress of Live Love Create, we have Maya Kiana.
Peace, peace. Hey,
oh my God. Like, this is literally a whole grand rise. So, you know, we starting this genre off differently, so I hope y'all receive something already, because we here in present. And also, I just want to say that it's just a lot of love and a lot of acknowledgement of our, like, presences together, because this is not only the first time this is happening, but this is like a very just a divinely guided experience for real. Like, just coming from one experience into the next, and seeing how worlds are just becoming so interconnected. And it's like the past, the present, and the future is just like all right there in front of us. And it's really up to us on how we acknowledge our choices and want to choose on what we want to pursue. But ultimately, a lot of the messages are from, like, before, they have faith at the forefront and trusting who you are and trusting who you're becoming. And I've been talking about this for a minute, but now it's like, there are other divine beings who also feel this naturally. That's like, and like you said, like, the fact that we hear it, everyone got so crazy. The fact that we doing this together, yes. And even that, even just this just disappearing, just also shared a big message in itself. It's crazy, but it's like, you're not alone in that, because we all experience different, like, we experience different genres, but we also have these, like, very interconnected messages. Like, so yeah. With all that being said, I'm really grateful for y'all being here. Thank y'all.
I'm so grateful. I'm so honored to be here with y'all, and yeah, you guys tapping in, like, real quick, you know. Real quick, I'm so grateful, bro. You know, and I be needing this, bro. Like, my reflections to really help remind me of who I am. Like, I remind myself every day, but just to see it and be in it and to connect with it, like, it's beautiful. And y'all locks look great. I didn't tell you that when I saw it, but the locks look great. They look healthy.
You know, I maintain our babies.
Yeah. I forgot. Did I say loctician?
Oh, shit.
This is my loctician. Yo, what's up? I'm going to be introducing people to my loctician.
Keep our crowns up nice, you know.
Okay, that's personal. You know, that's a vulnerable thing. I usually you want to gatekeep the loctician, but no, that's not, because she really her.
Yeah, I can tell.
Get your thumb. Do your locks.
I appreciate that.
What
else? I appreciate
and
that.
I want to definitely share my gratitude as well for Sheen, of course, for Indigo, for inviting me into your space. This is my first time, like, experiencing y'all's relationship, experiencing you.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. So gratitude for y'all.
It's an honor. You guys got in the beach water when y'all went to Panama, huh?
Yeah. We made a little pool, too.
Yeah.
We made a little boat.
A little fresh water pool.
Yeah, a little fresh water. A little fresh water pool. Yeah. A
fresh water pool.
Yeah. Like the water, I want to say the water is, of course, natural. Mm. but, you know.
We said it's not?
No, I want to say it's natural. Oh, yeah, like, it is. You know, it's natural water. You know, you're not going to expect it to be clear blue.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's water.
Yeah, it's water.
Okay. And with that being said, the way that the water was coming onto the beach, mm-hmm. it's like it was going through the sand, like, even from the back of it. It wasn't like the water had to get to the, like, to the back of the beach. It was like water running through it. So you could see like stream, almost like a mudslide. Like you could see like streams of water coming down. So when we sat into the sand, like we were both like individually meditating, like we just in our own ways and own time is like made these like little, what we called it, a moat, or we also called it a peninsula. Like we literally like opened it up and like had this like it's just like a whole bunch of water, like we just like kept taking the sand out and but so I was going around my body and then all of a sudden the water started to fill up and I was like, how the fuck is the water filling up? Like, what's going on?
It's beautiful.
And
like,
at the same time you was doing that, I was doing the infinity sign.
Yeah.
And the same thing started to happen. It was making a little puddle, but I didn't even know that what you was doing. You didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't know until you told me after. I'm like, oh, like we both just making them out, like we just going in. I just kept taking the sand out, and the next thing you know, I had a whole pool of water. And now because I kept mixing it up, the sand kept, you know, making it look like it was dirty, just like the water that we just came from and the waves and stuff.
It was natural.
Yeah. So I thought it was like, but I'm thinking like, this don't look too clear. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, what's going on? But then all I did was take a moment to slow down and be still. And when I was still, everything went down, became really calm, the sand went away.
Oh, wow.
And next thing you know, I was in a clear pool, I just made.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Alchemy at its finest.
This water clear. You telling me that the sand is really filtering this water right now?
Nah, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, like, I'm really in this zone. And now I'm like, I'm making better.
and then
it went to a whole other divine sense, like, can I play? Like, let's play. And like the energy of us like playing, because for me, my inner child, I feel like I didn't get the ability to play in dirt, and you know, because my mom is just like germaphobe, so it's like you dirty, you gonna get sick, you go to the hospital, you need tetanus shot,
fear,
all fear, you gonna get a wingworm, and it's like I get you, mom, I appreciate you and your divine protection in that way. But then I grew up with this fear kind of in the back of my subconscious mind. I never allow my feet to touch dirt because it's dirty. And I'm going to get something in my foot, and I need a tetanus shot, and all that shit. I never got in the sand and played in the sand. I'm going to get a wingworm. That's the only thing I kept thinking about, wingworm. So I'm like, okay. So I'm getting to this comfortability of being like, this is not dirty. Why would the earth be dirty? This is earth. This is life. This is prana. This is
activated out elements, everything.
Yeah, and you were saying each connection to the elements, like, why would this be dirty?
Why would it be dirty?
And I'm just
nothing's wrong with dirt.
Nothing's wrong with dirt. You know, like, because we know, might be some parasites in that water. Might be some parasites in there. You don't know. You know,
This is true.
You don't want to drink it. You know, you don't want to drink it. Yeah. You know, you're not going to do that.
Don't drink it now.
No, we're not going to drink it. But we're going to be complaining and, you know, do a little cleansing.
Get some cleansing on the energy, the aura, you know. Right. That's all it is. You gotta put it inside.
I can honor you. I honor you from afar.
Yes.
But yes, I was receiving that, like, the main message I was receiving was connect to the elements, connect to the planet, and not feel like I gotta be like, oh, this is dirty, this is bad. And that water was just clearing up, and to the point where we just became so expansive in our ideas, we made two big moats. We're like, all right, let's make two big joints. All right, let's try to put it together. Before we even got to putting it together,
God's plan.
The waves was coming up, taking our moat out. Now the inner child getting frustrated. No, my moat. Like, I was just like, what's going on? Like, and I just feel like that was like a very good analogy of life. Like, you think you're doing something, and God's saying, like, wash that away.
It's so much bigger, though. It's so much bigger and expansive. Like, you thought you were doing something. My plan for you is so much more expansive. Yeah.
Literally. I'm going to wash all of this out. And then we was like, you know what? We're going to have faith. Let's do it some more. Keep going. Dang. Oh, it kept coming up. Like, no, keep going.
But it's a little bit of time, but it ain't last.
Yeah, we did get a little bit of time, and we was able to connect it, and we had a moment where we was like, oh, we're in it.
That's what's up.
We made it. And then that job said, woo!
And that's ooh, deep, bro.
Gotta remind you in a moment that it's only a moment.
God damn. That's deep.
God will remind you in a moment that it's only a moment.
Just like that.
Yes. And it's like, enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we was enjoying it. We was enjoying it. We was bathing in it. Washing in it. It was just like, oh yes, I love this moment. And then they say, shh. And it's time to go. Like, yes, honor this full capacity of this ocean. Like, yes, I'm coming for you. Y'all thought y'all was going to hop me back here?
Right. You said pack it up.
Okay.
I got more to see.
More to do. Mm-hmm. Story times to tell. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Directions to get.
But yeah, let me, for the time being that we have, let's flow with this sample and close this baby on now.
Let's do it.
Because I feel like the divine is talking. Oh, your crown sounding like...
Sound different, right?
Yeah. It sounds like heaven.
Think it's a house.
Yep. Heavenly. Wherever you are, may you take a deep inhale and breathe in with intent. What is something that you would like to receive? And as you exhale, what is something that you would like to release?
If the divine doesn't get any louder than this.
Sambo sounds so good, bro.
Very. I had to ask y'all, this came on my heart out of nowhere. If it's something that you would want to ask the collective, or like a question that you feel like would be great to like introspect on, what comes to mind for you? Or it could be a question for yourself as well.
Well, that's interesting you say that. Because you brought up questions I would ask the collective, but the first thing that came up was a question that I had for myself. And I'd be thinking about that, like, do I want to project that on the collective? But I know where my journey is right now, and my journey is just, how bad do I really want it? Because if you want it that bad, you're going to make it happen.
How bad do you really want it?
Yeah, that's just... You know, I'm in a space of being a teacher or a coach and acknowledging discipline, acknowledging, you know, responsibility, acknowledging... taking action, you know, having just order to just being organized. So, like, there's levels to it, and the things that I want for myself, it just takes me more, like, moving with even more intention with everything that I'm doing. So, taking advantage of my time too, because. It's 24 hours, no longer feel like 24 hours. They feel like 18. But what is time? It's not. It's an illusion.
Right.
So it's just taking advantage of what I have in front of me. There's so much opportunity around me. And, you know, appreciating these moments to have the opportunity to be present. It's like, moving with attention, but also being present, you know? And that's what I love to do, is be present. And it aligns with me to be present when I move with intention too. Because I know what I'm doing too. It's interesting.
Do you know who you are? Whether it's a yes or no, that you explored it. Because you're going to learn more.
You're going to learn more. That's infinite. That's infinite.
Do you know who you are?
And you think you know. But you'll know when it's that time.
Wow. So, this feels like a combination of how bad do you want it, how bad do you actually, or how not how bad, how much do you actually believe in the weight of the words that you speak?
That's key.
And do you know who you are and all that you are? Yeah, that's like a beautiful, like, that's a beautiful transition.
I resonate with that 1,000%.
Answer those two questions, conquer the world.
Okay,
it's your world. We just living in it.
You hear that? It's your world. So you gotta create your own reality. You already know what it is, because this is your energy. You gotta be on top of who you are. Trust your intuition, because ultimately it's your world.
Don't let nobody else come up in your world and tell you what's going on in your world. You know, you can't have divine reflections up in your world. That's sharing these divine gems. So hopefully you receive something from this rising. And we're going to catch you next rising Monday, 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.